Bart Cop World Headquarters in K-Drag, USA, here's Bart.
Hi, my name's Bart. I have no business behind the microphone, but I'm here, and we're going to see what happens. First thing we're going to do, this is a, boy, you talk about an experiment. I'm going to pick up the today's USA Today, absolutely cold, and I'm going to see what's in it. This is try one. If it goes bad, oh, that's another thing. No matter what, we will not turn off the microphone. This is going to be in effect live. We will not make any changes. We will not make any edits. If something comes out bad, it's just going to come out bad. I don't care how bad it is. We're going to suffer through this first show together. Next one will be better. Third one will be better than the first two. So let's go and see what happens. This is absolutely cold reading of Friday's USA Today. That would be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, May 16th to 18th issue. Boy, these guys are lazier than I am when it comes to putting out. Page one, what do we got? Newsline, June Carter Cash dies. Sorry about that. She is the coal miner's daughter. Is that how that works? I'm sure Johnny expected to go first, but we have a drag, as they say. Robert Stack dead at 84. Rico Youngblood. Have you ever heard the real story about the real Elliot Ness? The real Elliot Ness drank himself to death. This was the number one alcohol crusader, you know, Mr. Axe through the barrel of whiskey cop in Chicago, and he ended up drinking himself to death. That's kind of a drag. All right, still on the front page here. Two charged in USS Cole attack. Two Yemeni fugitives linked to Al-Qaeda. Oh, fugitives, perfect. Couple of guys, yeah, we got another Saddam, we got another Osama here. Two guys they can't find, they've linked to the bombing of the Cole. Okay, two Yemeni fighters. Ready? Two Yemeni fugitives linked to Al-Qaeda are charged with helping plan the deadly assault. First indictment in the case says that one of the men also planned to videotape the event from afar. What the hell's that got to do with anything? Texas Democrats end standoff with GOP, declaring victory. State Democratic representatives are on the way back to work today after blocking Republican-backed redistricting plan. I don't know nothing about that. I don't really care to know much about it. State politics, really just, I've never liked any kind of state politics. If it doesn't affect the country, we don't care. If those nuts in Texas want to do something, fine. They gave us Bush. I don't care what they do in Texas. Also, Supreme Court specialist shaping law. That sounds bad, knowing we got a whore court going to fix the law for us. Presenting a case before the high court has evolved into a specialty among a select group of lawyers whose arguments sometimes influence U.S. laws. That would be, what's his name? Ted Olson, the criminal. Ted Olson was the lawyer for that crooked Judge Hale in Little Rock. Why in the world did the Democrats allow this guy to be Solicitor General? He did everything he could to destroy a legally elected president by coaching a felon to implicate Clinton when they couldn't make the connection. This son of a bitch did all he could to destabilized democracy in America, so the gelding Democrats put him in charge of the Supreme Court, or the arguing the government's case before the Supreme Court. You spineless, cojone-less idiots. Democrats, damn, I don't like them. Obstacles remain for Bush tax plan. Well, let me guess, those would be Republican obstacles, because the Democrats don't know how to become obstacles. Senate might have had enough votes to approve it, but House of Representatives could be tough. Again, we don't run that show. We don't run the House. We don't run the Senate. The obstacles for Bush are his own party, because the Democrats went to sleep. Appetite for McMansions waning. What the hell is a McMansion? Experts in housing trends and design see a scaling down movement brewing among home buyers. Remodeling boom continues as current homeowners find contentment by adding quality and character instead of extra space. That's a non-story, unless it spurs some spending. Today's debate, space shuttle program. In USA Today's opinion, some problems haunt NASA 17 years after Challenger. Oh, duh, you think? You think there's some problems at NASA, you think? What was your first clue? Could it have come February 1st? We will find the problem, fix it, and return to flying safely, NASA's Frederick Gregory says. Well, yeah, you kind of would figure. We got astronauts up there. It's a little hard to quit. Money. Health South Assets Eyed. Is this Variety? Health South Assets Eyed. U.S. attorney threatens to employ tool that will give his name, normally used against drug traffickers and mobsters, to seize assets property of ex-CEO Richard Scrushy. Swear to God, his name is Richard Scrushy. Well, good. If you're a rich bastard and stole a bunch of people's money, I hope they throw their RICO statues at you. And I'm not talking about... Remember in The Sopranos when Tony was talking to the shrink for the first time? And he said something about, I'm afraid they're going to use RICO on me. And she said, is that a cousin? No, lady. Sports. College conference shakeup. Oh, the whole world is going to be shook up. Big East officials meet to discuss ways to save their league as ACC moves to expand. Did the BFEE take over the ACC too? These days, anyone that's moving to take over and expand reminds me of those BFEE bastards. Life, love, unquotes, isn't fleeting. 1950s romantic comedy spoof Down with Love, starring Renee Zellweger and Ewan McGregor, is silly enough but not short enough. 2.5 stars, review 4E. Also, new Suzuki Aereo seems like a good idea, but the execution comes up short. Ah, that means it might be a car. I thought a Suzuki Aereo. Hell, I thought it might be a person from Japan. Continuing on the front page, what do we got here? Main story, above the fold on the right, China freezes foreign adoption. There's a good idea. You know, this is cold-hearted. I have some Republican in me, but why in the hell are we, I assume we are we allowing planes to fly from Hong Kong to Los Angeles? Doesn't that seem like a real stupid idea? This SARS is not kidding around. It's, what, 1,000 times worse than AIDS? I mean, you know, in the old days, you caught AIDS, you died 8-10 years later. With SARS, you die 8-10 days later, or whatever, 2 weeks. That's another thing. Well, we're doing the old radio thing. If I say it was 120, don't write or call and say it was 119. I mean, we don't, precision is not our goal here. That we're not, this isn't surgery. We're trying to get big major points across. I don't like to discuss that minutia. That's for people who can discuss minutia. It's not for me. But yeah, this whole SARS thing, if Clinton was president, I think he'd be doing a lot to nip it. I don't think we have any business. What they need to do is identify the cities or the countries that have the problem, and we suspend all flights there. Who in the hell has to go to Hong Kong real, real bad? Oh, I got to get there. It's important for my company. Well, hey, butthole, you might be dead in 2 weeks if you go to Hong Kong. Don't do that. If you're going to lose a business deal, fine. You lost a business deal. Jesus. SARS move leaves U.S. parents in limbo. Well, sounds cruel, but you don't want a baby with SARS. What's that going to do? You're going to have a dead child, and you're probably going to get infected, you know? Use your heads, people. Middle story. Terrorist most likely weapon here? Where's here? You mean America? Or you mean the place where the... Oh, okay, they're talking about Seattle. Terrorist most likely weapon here? Bombs. Well, yeah, Sparky. Jesus. Large-scale emergency drills this week in Seattle and Chicago were designed to teach cities how to respond to two of the most horrifying terrorism scenarios. The explosion of a radioactive dirty bomb and the release of a deadly biological agent. Yeah, I want to spend a lot of time reading about that. Subheadline, bombs and guns, easy to get, easy to use. Duh. Is today duh day? Is it duh Friday? Two more stories here on the front page. Weapons search could take years. Officials' testimony about Iraq is most pessimistic so far. We have found evidence of WMD programs, but we have a long way to go before we can understand them, says Douglas Feith. Rhymes with thief. Douglas, our defense official, Douglas Feith. Well, if they haven't found any WMD by now, are they going to find any? Are they going to find a can of paint somewhere in the factory and say, aha, we found it, but we can't let you see it because it might go off and kill you? Operation Enduring Hand Job continues. It is just so stupid. He lied. Clinton lied about sex, and we crucified him. Bush lies about why 145 soldiers are dead. That's okay. That's okay. We like George. As long as he doesn't have sex, he's the man. Speaking of, here we go again. Last story on the front page Friday. Church employee admits to JFK affair. Now, lady, what the hell is going through your head? Are you that desperate to get in some history book somewhere? I was involved in a sexual relationship with President Kennedy. Well, lady, can you prove that? Or were you on the plane once, and since nobody can disprove it, you're going to claim it? I just see Paula Jones all over again, running into the national spotlight. Me, me, me. Everybody look at me, me, me. I'm the one. Look at me, me, me. Check me out. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody over here. Look here, look here. It's me, me, me. Yeah, even the dog knows. Jesus, it's too bad things aren't ever. All right, so what we're going to do now, we're going to jump.
You know, you have a beautiful body.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful body. Your skin and your muscles and your bones.
That's it.
I'm going to get you.
Let's go for a drive. So what do you say?
Okay. Why not now?
Now?
Why not now?
Oh, boy.
Paul Harvey comes after Dr. Laura. Weekday mornings at 11:35.
Well, you know, I'm kind of nervous about this today, and I was hoping that you'd pay attention and listen to me.
What are you, nuts? You're a woman.
Bart Cop Radio is on the air.
Now we're going to take a look at money. Scrushy's lawyers' charges fall on deaf ears. One accused FBI of eavesdropping. Oh, they'd never do that. Scrushy's lawyers' charges fall on deaf ears. I don't care about Scrushy. Just hang him. SEC faces new conflict question. Well, SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt was under fire last fall. I don't care. Personal bankruptcies continue climbing. Way to go, Smirk. He's strangling this company, or this country. I read a headline just now in the local K-Drag paper. It was either Tulsa or Oklahoma has the second highest employment in the country. And we voted as a state for the monkey. We didn't want those Clinton jobs. We wanted to be unemployed under a monkey. Oh, God, people piss me off. The record-setting pace of personal bankruptcies continued this year, with the number of filings rising 9%. That's a lot of percent in the first quarter of the same period, 2002. Despite low interest rates, which can provide financial breathing room, families remain burdened by huge debt loads. Yep. Another headline, Quest buys time to avoid default. I don't care. Hang them. Topless Minnie Cooper on the way. Now, who is she? Oh. BMW said Thursday it will definitely offer a Mini Cooper convertible in 2004. I ain't going to buy one. FCC chairman won't delay media vote. Oh, no, they got to run that through as fast as they can. Colin Powell's boy, Michael, Thursday denied a request by Democratic Commissioners Michael Copps and Jonathan Edelstein to delay a scheduled June 2nd vote on a landmark plan to ease media ownership limits. In other words, give all the media to Rupert Murdoch. He will turn around and give Smirk millions of dollars, and the two of them will incest each other to death. Sons of bitches. Bridgestone recalls faulty tires. Bridgestone recalled 42 Firestone Steel-X tires that haven't been cured properly. You know, I had some bacon that wasn't cured. Anyway. And could have subsequent tread separations, the same problem that caused 6 million Firestone recall tires in 2000. I don't care. Moving on, AMR gets a break of $175 million a year. American Airlines parent AMR said Thursday it received concessions with more than 100 suppliers, aircraft lessors, and other key creditors that will save more than $175 million this year. That caps the airline's effort to trim costs by $4 billion a year. If Southwest Airlines can make money flying and make a profit, and make a handsome profit, why can't the other airlines do that? Why couldn't United or American or whatever, TWA, they're out of business. Anyway, why can't the president of a money-losing airline hire one of the vice presidents of Southwest Airlines and say, dude, you're in charge of my airline, can you make it profitable like Southwest? The guy would do this, he would do that, he'd make changes, he'd make it profitable. Why don't they want to do that? It makes you wonder. Target's first quarter profit up 1.3%. Whoop-de-doo. Deflation fears may rise as economy fights for traction. Deflation is bad, so it's going to rise under the unelected chimp. Still in the money section, many Iraqi expats eager to go home and prosper. Okay, that's a story I can skip. New York Stock Exchange chief wants to help Bush rebuild Iraq. Yeah, we all do. Flights resume. United Airlines says it plans 162 more daily domestic and international flights than June and ahead in May. Does that make sense? If you're losing money, what are they losing? Aren't they losing something, at least $1 million a day and maybe $3-4 million a day? And they're adding flights. Perfect. Excellent. And real estate investing by the book. Don't care. Low rates help push home prices higher. I ain't gonna buy another home real quick. Dow keeps going strong despite Iraq wars. Dude, irate investors expected at AOL Time Warner meeting. Do they still call it AOL Time Warner? I guess they do. Even though AOL, boy, they've been hemorrhaging money. You'd think Bush was in charge. Inflation, deflation, basic knowledge can aid investing. I don't care. I don't have enough money to invest. Software earnings, conflict of interest, dogs, SEC. Oh, hell, just put Bush in charge. He's an honest man. States launch criminal investigations into WorldCom accounting. Oh, we don't care. They're just going to cover it up, and Bush is going to let them go. Okay, done with the money section. It's all bad news anyway.
You're listening to The Big Hammer, Bart Cop Radio.
Looking at sports. We're looking at sports. Sports. We're looking at sports. Headline, funny side looks to clean up. As you know, funny side's trainer, good friend of a good friend. I was pissed off when they accused that guy. Because Gus thought he saw a woodchuck. Son of a bitch. So, the big headlines everywhere. And CNN was on it like Bush on a ham. I'm sorry, like Rush on a ham. Scandal at the Derby, scandal at the Derby. You know, flames coming off the word scandal. Sons of bitches. Selling whores. All right, funny side. Unfazed gelding. Well, see, that's the difference. Funny side is an unfazed gelding, and the Democrats are phased geldings. He beat chasing the Preakness, it says here. Post time 6:10. Ooh, Pimlico. Okay, yeah, that's in Baltimore. The Preakness, what is this the run for? You know, the Derby is run for the roses, and I think they got the run for the daisies and the run for the daffodils or something. Anyway, so yeah, Mrs. Bart's real big on the horse racing, so we'll be watching that, and I'll be pulling from my good friend, what's his name? I forget, but he's my good friend's good friend, and he's the trainer of the funny side, who, yeah, it would be cool, because if he wins Saturday, oh hell, this might not go up till Sunday, I predict we'll win, so I'll go back later and put that in. But yeah, funny side wins Saturday, that sets up the big triple crown for 2 weeks, or is it three? Anyway, that is cool. Okay, enough horse racing. Major Hispanic MLB owner approved. Don't care. A man named Arturo Moreno is going to purchase the Anaheim Angels from Disney. All right, fine. Moving on, Sampras out of French Open, Wimbledon. Didn't he marry somebody? There's some semi-hot babe that, I forget who, I saw on a movie on her, featuring her. The other day, and it was somebody Sampras, and I thought, you know, must be. I mean, how many Sampras's are there? But yeah, I think he married some kind of hot babe. London joins 2012 Olympic race. Don't care. Canada wants a piece of World Cup action. Oh, you talk about don't care. Soccer is worse than basketball, and basketball is worse than golf. Woods, oh, here we go. Woods trails by 4 in Germany. Tiger Wu began his bid for a third Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Bank SAP Open title in a row, as he won the first two with the first round 3 under par 69. The round at Gutkaden Golf Club near Avelsloh, Germany, left him 4 strokes behind co-leaders Padraig Harrington and Relief Goodson. Jeff Schluman got a putting lesson via telephone from teacher-player Stan Utley. That's way too much golf. Smith versus Cowboys, an NFL season preseason game. Excellent. Since he left the Cowboys, I've become an Emmitt Smith fan. Of course, that means he will no longer be able to run. But I would like to see Emmitt put the big spanking on his former team, them girls in Dallas. ACC looking to reap $120 million from expansion. Greed is the name of the game. Screw the nature of the, The competitiveness, our school can beat your school, that don't count. It's the $120 million. That's why there's college football. And those guys, they don't get a nickel. Well, they get a nickel, but you know what I mean. If you're the best guy on a team, if you're the best guy on a program that's making $50 million a year, shouldn't you get more than lunch and that card that the coach gave you on the side? Ailing tailback fights on. Knicks blames kidney disease on drugs. Sues manufacturers. Who is Nix? Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Derek Nix was talking about joining the NFL, but a sprained ankle put him on a roller coaster. He battled a 50-pound weight gain from fluid retention. Hey, take a pampering, bitch. Blood clots in the lungs, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, anemia, lightheadedness, exhaustion, vomiting, acute renal failure. Jesus, are you from New Jersey? Nix blames his predicament on Celebrex and Vioxx. I've had some Vioxx. Hey, that stuff works. And I didn't gain 50 pounds due to not taking my pampering. Remember in New York, Christian walked us to death. I had these little bitty, they were very, very thin tennis shoes. No, they weren't tennis shoes. Hey, dude. They're deck shoes, these little canvas shoes. They offer about as much support as Gingrich did his ex-wives. And Christian walked us to death. Oh. In New York, if there's a subway stop within 2 miles of your destination, it's right there. Yeah, yeah. So when we looked around New York a little bit, we only walked about 12 or 15 miles in these bad shoes. And my knees went to hell. So got back to the $220 hotel room. Jesus Christ. And Mrs. Bart gave me one of her Vioxx. Hey, I was ready to roll. All right, what else we got? Sports. 5 days off can be costly. I've been there. Duck shares top billing. Don't care. Sports. Da-da-da. And they're off. Okay, there's a nice section on the race coming up. Tiger Woo headlines long weekend of golf. Hex on thee. Tiger Woo will not win if I know he's playing. Alright, new Angels owner facing adjustments, don't care. Randall if Royals in 14th, don't care. What do we got in baseball? American League, New York? Oh, not again. New York ahead in the East, Kansas City ahead in the Central, Oakland ahead in the West. Don't care, it's American League. Cubs beat Brewers, don't care. National League, Atlanta again, leading the East. Central Chicago, oh, that's got to be a typo. My Cardinals are in, fourth place, four games out. San Francisco's got the West. Okay, that's kind of to be expected. What else we got? Think Cloud 9 with the silver lining. Ain't going to buy a Lexus, can't afford one. Despite detractors, Fox eager to kick off baseball season. Why does Fox do that every year? Every year, I mean, obviously they make their big money off their commercials. And every year they lose big money with the World Series, because every year it's Atlanta and New York and nobody cares. So Fox ends up having all their big shows debut in November. So they lose all that October money and all that September money. What the hell? It just makes no sense to spend $1 billion for baseball so it'll screw up your schedule and ruin all your new shows. By the time the new shows come on in November, hell, we're 8 issues into some other show that we'd rather watch than take a chance on some newbie. Making the cut, 2 say Annika will, 1 says Greens get her. Annika, she's the lady who's going to play golf with the men, and that pisses them off. And I'll tell you why, because they know she's going to beat some of them. The men don't want to lose to this woman, but they're going to lose to this woman, and that pisses them off. And so they're screaming like they're tractor caught in a, whatever that phrase is, some blazing saddles. All right, moving on. Remember, we cannot stop the tape. This is live, absolutely live. This is a cold newspaper. I have not seen this newspaper yet. I could be lying, but I'm not. You can tell how bad I'm doing. Conferences profit by the dozen, don't care. Playoff expansion unlikely to pass. Double, don't care. Georgia football program reeling after Ringwells. Oh, is there a sex scandal? Is this the one where the coach, what's this? Oh, no, somebody sold a ring. Who cares? What was that? You know, I missed that whole sex scandal. Some coach, and I think it was before the first game, but he got caught at a strip bar, and now the girls are claiming he had sex with him. Idiot. Reverend Jackson doesn't know enough about football to hire a coach. Well, yeah, let's beat up on Jesse Jackson, because he thinks since blacks are the majority of football players that one of them might be light-skinned enough to be a coach. Yeah, let's beat up on Jesse Jackson. Devils heap praise on Niedermeyer. Isn't he the guy from Animal House? Devils take defense against Senators. It's, what, hockey? I don't care. Giguri, shutout streak, far from a solo. I don't even know what's... Oh, he's a duck. Okay. Johnson struggles with closing laps. Don't care. It's NASCAR. There's a big old Jim Beam commercial. I wonder if Smirk gets a cut. Oh, here we go. Rating. 93, whiskey, Jim Beam. Rating 91, Maker's Mark. Maker's Mark. That's what Carville drinks. 89, Wild Turkey 101. When I generally, if I want to get into the whiskey, the Wild Turkey 101 will do the job. Now, the fourth ranked, 82, Gentleman Jack. Okay, that figures it's better than Jack. 81, Crown Royal. I'm sorry, Crown Royal is better than Jim Beam. And Jack Daniels came in sixth. But here's Jim Beam claiming they came in first. How about that? Filling 500 field might be a stretch. Don't care, it's racing. Weather, then formalities, delay pole sitter celebration. Don't care. I'll see to analyze 88. Don't care. Basketball, Mutombo. Basketball's stupid. Hi, I'm 9 foot tall. I'm a great basketball player. That's so much shit. If they wanted to make it fair, they put that rim about, 15 feet up, so the 8-foot guy only has a 2-foot advantage over the 6-foot guy. Hawks Robinson found guilty of domestic battery and assault. Don't do that. Funnyside's challenger's shaky. That other horse, the favorite for the Derby, when they started making all these Gus Saw Woodchuck claims against Funnyside, he said, well, hell, I'll get in that race then. But, I haven't heard if he's still in. Oh, let me see. Computer's pick. Funny side. Peace rolls up. That will shoot. Peace rolls. If he's ahead, coming down. Down the stretch they come. First is peace rolls. Oh, a shot rang out. He's dead. Because Bush don't want to hear the words peace rolls. Scrimshaw. A senior swinger. New York hero. Kissing Saint. Cherokee's boy. Faufuz. F-O-U-F-A. Faufuz warrior. 10 cents a shine. Midway Road. So apparently that... the favorite in the Derby is not going to run. Good. I want my funny side to win. 10-horse field includes plenty of long shots. Well, good luck to the funny side fella. What is his name? Assistant trainer Rob Smullen. That's not the guy I know. Returns from... What's the new guy doing on the funny side? Why don't they let the winning jockey ride him around? All right, closing out sports here. NCAA holds out 5-4 in tennis players. Don't care. It's tennis. Lester first black on NASCAR pole. Oh, I've had that. That hurts. Osborne pushes for tighter rules for agents. Football coach turned Congressman Tom Osborne. See, here we go again. Same with Uncle O.J. Watts. The man was a good football coach, so they made him. They asked him to figure out health care and gay rights and gun ownership and that stuff. That's so stupid. I'm qualified, I can catch a ball. Okay, closing out sports. Still live, still not, have not stopped the tape. We're 27 minutes into it. Oh, and isn't this the best first radio internet tequila treehouse show you have ever heard in your life? As you know, the USA Today gives out the bonus section. Hey, where's my damn... They give out the bonus section on Saturday. I'm sorry, they don't work Saturday. They don't work Sunday. See, barkup.com, we have the work ethic. We work 6 days a week often. Boy, I'll tell you, I did some work yesterday. Tommy Mack, he knows what he's doing when it comes to, circuit boards and mixing boards and programs that mix things together. And he's like way, way up on the professional scale. And here I am, the new guy, trying to learn it out. You know, and on top of that, I'm the IQ of 64 and the chimp and the whole disturbed memory loss, ADD, et cetera, and I was raised Catholic. So Tommy had his hands full trying to teach me some of this stuff, but apparently I learned enough to... I did that opening section. I did that on my own. I did that. All right, here we go. Destinations and diversions. Still live, still not stop hitting the pause button. Woomba. Sounds like a Nazi, I know. Woomba pops the top off with Aussie wine in a can. Oh, perfect. Aussie wine in a can. All right, what do we got? Headlines. Reign of the Delta Queen. Reign, R-E-I-G-N. Okay, we got an old boat that goes up the river. Okay. Once again, she rules the rolling Mississippi after bankruptcy fails to sink her. Oh, let's all get on the bankrupt boat. The Mississippi, I'm sure that wouldn't be too hard to navigate out of, swimming, when the boat crashes. The nation's capital gets a museum of its own. We'll get to that. Test drive Suzuki's 2,000 arrows. I don't care. At home, cozy houses, 8D. Gourmet products, 9D. Don't care. Avocado no longer the pits. I don't eat the avocado. Just don't care for it. Casino guests eat up new spa treatments. Never had one of those. I might get one of those sometime. Only if she's a very fine-looking young lady. You know, it's not a sex thing. I just don't want some bus driver, you know, some 300-pound bald guy rubbing on me. I just wouldn't get it. MGM Grand Hotel and Casino tickles the senses with a $60 pineapple and coconut scrub. What? Why don't you use your hands and I'll eat the pineapple and the coconut? Hope, Palm Springs, eternal about golf. Story about Bob Hope. I like Bob Hope. He might be a Republican, but I like him. He helps them servicemen out. Blue Wave offers 49 beaches where clean is the way. Fort Lauderdale. Da-da-da. Don't care. Don't live there. Don't care about the boat. Sit on a rocker and gaze upon the fields and towns. Don't go. 10 great places of historic proportion. Gamble House in Pasadena, Monticello. Oh, I've been there. Remember my story there? I had some diddle monkey guide. She was explaining to us what a great architect Tommy was. And I interjected that I thought his best architecture was that wall he erected between church and state. Oh, she gave me I got the skunk eye. This tour is over. Then everybody looks at me like I'm the bad guy. Vizcaya in Miami. Don't know what that is. The Hermitage in Nashville. Been there, but not to the Hermitage. The Biltmore, I've been in there. That's where I found the South's finest chocolate. 1995, probably. We were at, what's it called? The Biltmore in Nashville, North Carolina. Mrs. Bard has to have a curio or whatever. So we go in the gift shop, and I'll be damned. There it was, the little triangle chocolate I hadn't seen in, swear to Koresh, 20 years maybe. We grew up with it in Denver. And at some point, it was Mavrakos, that's really Greek sounding, Mavrakos chocolate were the people that sold it. And then they went out of business and no one else had anymore. And 15, 20 years, something, it could have been 25, it was a long ass time. We're at the Biltmore in North Carolina, and I'll be damned if they didn't have my chocolate. So I asked them who produced it because I needed, these bastards, they wanted like 75 cents a chunk or something. They wanted, I don't know how much, it was very expensive. So I said, where's the source? And they said, South's Finest Chocolate. And so I did some business with them. Got to know Ellis Bacon, the big boss over there, the head chocolatier in the United States, personal friend of mine. Oh, you know something? He got a nasty letter from someone the other day. He forwarded it to me. I should probably put that on the page. Some guy wrote to him, "Dear sir, as long as you do business with Barkop, I will not be buying any chocolate from you." And he handled like a very, very distinguished gentleman. He said, "Sir, free speech is part of America, et cetera." And he said, "Besides, Bart Kopp is a friend of mine." I thought that was a classy move. But I don't want to see anybody lose business because of their association with old Bart. So what we should do to counter those monkeys, and I think everybody should buy some the South's finest chocolate. You can go to chocolatelovers.com, and trust me, the plain old milk chocolate, they call it breakup chocolate. It's not even on the menu. But you ask them for it. Tell them it's Bart's favorite, and they'll know what you got there. Okay, continuing on. Mount Vernon, been there too. Needs paint. Truman Home, Independence, Missouri. Been to Independence, but never went to Harry's house. What the hell is that? Winterthur. That sounds like somebody's drunk. Winterthur. W-I-N-T-E-R-T-H-U-R. Winterthur in Wilmington. The Amazing Mansion of Henry DuPont. Ah, remember that crazy guy? Started shooting people? They let him go because he's rich, gave Bush some money. Falling Water. Oh, I'll tell you what we did. This was kind of cool. Remember when we went to D.C. in 98? I told you we went with a world-class architect. He is a family member, obviously not my side of the family. But at one point, he contributed something to Falling Water. It was something small that came to him. I don't understand how this works, but they, whenever you do something in a building like Falling Water, which is, you know, probably the premier private residence, it's not anymore, it's a museum now, but it was the most spectacular private residence in America. And they were doing something little. They were doing the pillowcases or the napkins for the dining room or something, and they don't just go to Walmart and buy some like me or you would. So they asked this world-class architect, who I am related to by marriage, if he would recommend, I don't know, some colors or some patterns or whatever like that. But so anyway, he recently had a birthday. I think he was 82 or 84. And what we did, we gave him some Falling Water cufflinks. And it wasn't just some cufflinks that had Falling Water written on them. They redid something, moved part of the building or whatever they did. They did some construction, and they had some pieces left over. So they're selling jewelry. They're selling pieces of Falling Water as jewelry. So if you know any Frank Lloyd Wright fans or architecture fans who might get a kick out of having, oh, they got little earrings and necklaces and tie clasps and whatever, cufflinks, they have all that kind of stuff. So if you know anyone's into that, I think you go to fallingwater.com. All right, what else? Bosco Bell. I think I used to drink that as a kid. Okay, moving on. Full speed ahead for summer vacations. Oh, you know the oil company is going to be really surprised about this. You know, every May when the schools let out, or June, whatever it is, I ain't got no kids. But, you know, every summer people say, hey, the kids are out of school, let's go on vacation. So they fill up the tank. And the oil companies say, damn, look at all the gas. We're running short. Who knew that the people would go on vacation in the summer when the weather was good and the kids are out of school? Lying bastards. Tickle your toes along blue wave beaches, Alabama, Delaware, Florida, 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 Michigan, North Carolina, Michigan, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia. You just come see these Oklahoma beaches, you want to see some nice beaches. Hotel rates drop in larger cities. I wonder what they are in New York. Museums make room for USA's heart and soul. I care, but not right now. Ariel's little car that almost could. Don't care. Holiday Inn, Dunning's on us. Go Amtrak. Let's remember now, when you go Amtrak, if those conductors, why do they call them a conductor? What do they conduct something? Anyway, the conductors, if they think they might see something suspicious, like perhaps maybe get a small whiff of marijuana off your clothes, they run to the nearest phone and call the DEA, and John Ashcroft boards the train at the next stop, and they take you to Guantanamo, and it turns into a whole thing. So watch out for Amtrak. They are narcs. They will screw their customers if they get half a chance. McMansion passion is diminishing. Well, yeah, it is here. Gadgets go gourmet, bunch of gadgets, don't care. Okay, getting down to our final pre-news section. See, now we're, 37 minutes into this, and we hadn't even got to the entertainment or the news. Hey, look at me. I've wasted 37 minutes of your time. Plot the next season of 24. In the gritty world of Fox hit thriller 24, the outrageous plot twist is a signature. But what do you do for an encore after you detonate a nuclear device on U.S. soil? As time runs out on 24th season and bomb plot is resolved, we want to know the scenarios you'd like to see in the shows next year. How about that dumb Kimberly not get kidnapped 17 times in one day by 18 times one day by 17 people? That is just so extra stupid. I've gone 4 or 5 hours in a row without being kidnapped. Why can't she? What else we got? 2004's King Arthur puts new spin on Round Table. Don't care. Oh, he's got a babe in it. Guinevere is played by, what's your name, honey? Come on, jump out at me. Keira Knightley. I'm not going to say anything about Knightley. Charlie's Angels, color the movie pink. Oh, how exciting. Pink's going to be in the Charlie's Angels movie. Matrix Reloaded intrigues with science. When is this movie going to go away? Hadn't it been out like a year and a half? It just seems like you can't turn on the TV without another Matrix thing. It just seems like it should be in videos now and over. It's just, you know, at some point, they're going to have to let it go. What, it comes out today? Hell, it's been here a year and a half. Small screen, big talents. Those 10 TV stars stand out in a field not known for... Oh, who are the 10? David Boreanaz. He looks like one of them Buffy guys. Edie Falco, I know her. Sopranos, Sarah Rue. She's on a show I don't watch. Neil McDonough, I've seen him. I've seen one of those. What's the name of his show? Boomtown. I just saw one of those shows. It's where he got way drunker than smart and blacked out. He got home and he had a busted headlight. And then he found out that there was a homeless man got run over on the route he took home. So he put two and two together and obviously started drinking. That's always the first thing you do. Anyway, turns out he hit a dog or a deer or something, and someone else killed the homeless guy, so he didn't have to go to prison like they all thought. Next guy is Tony Shalhoub, which he's on that, he's that detective with all the personal problems. I never have seen it. Some people like it. Next up is Xander Berkeley. You know this guy. You don't know his name, but Xander Berkeley was the guy in 24 who piloted the plane at the very last second. He was the guy who got radiation sickness and was going to die in 12 hours, so they said, hey, let's let Mikey do it. Anyway, this guy, he's been in so many films. He's one of them character actors that's been in, you know, 50 TV shows and 20 films, and when you see him, you go, oh, that guy, but you never would think his name is Xander, with an X, Berkeley. Next, Jennifer Garner. Yep, she has a future, trust me. Andrea Martin. Seemed like she was big 20 years ago. She's still around. Tyne Daly, she's big now. And Anthony LaPaglia. Isn't it weird? The guy they put in charge of Without a Trace. We watched that last night, too. When Mrs. Bart has a show she wants to watch, that's what is watched. I either watch it or I play on a computer. Correct that. I go to the computer and I work for you. But anyway, he had the big old dramatic thing last night with a hostage. Yakety. Anyway, he's the same guy who plays Daphne's drunken brother on Frasier. And I just think that's kind of weird that he can be the drunken English brother. Oh, and what a lout. He puts the L in lout. And at the same time, he runs a terrorism thing here over on the other channel. That's rather unusual. Okay, that was page one. Moving on to page two. Top TV actors with favorable performances. Don't care. Tony Randall. Those were the days, my fans. Tulsa Boy. Tony Randall. Poor guy. He was good in his time. And he's still good for when Dave needs a last-minute guest or he needs a walk-on or something. They call it Old Tony. Robert Stack dies at age 84. Sorry to lose you, Bob. He was in those, wasn't he in Airplane? I think he was. Spirited Halle Berry breaks arm. I read or heard about this on Marty's Bart Cop E-Entertainment. Or maybe it's just Marty's Bart Cop Entertainment. Halle Berry broke her arm Wednesday in Montreal on the set of the movie Gothica, TV's Extra Reports. Berry was injured while filming a physically challenging scene for the movie. Well, did some big guy break her arm or did she fall down the steps? She was treated at a Montreal hospital, what if it had SARS, and released. Don't know if you caught this a couple days ago. She threw out the ball, the first ball at the Montreal's LA ball game. How exciting is that? Tonight on Bob Costas, Seinfeld. I'll be damned. What's he going to do? He's going to go and say, what is the deal with those people? Okay. Love is a confection less satisfying than chocolate. Oh, everything. Well, not everything. Most things are less satisfying than chocolate, especially South's finest chocolate, which you can get at chocolatelovers.com. Now, I expect everybody to buy at least a pound. Come on. It is expensive. It's maybe $10 a pound, but this is connoisseur. Ooh, I can say it. I can't spell it, but I can say it. This is connoisseur chocolate. You know, if you don't like chocolate, yeah, don't buy it. Buy Hershey's. Buy Nestle's. Buy, you know, Hershey Kisses or M&M's or something. Although M&M's are good. But if you really like the chocolate, if you like chocolate like I like Chinako, yeah, you go with the South's Finest. Matrix Review. 3 stars. Needs a system upgrade. Okay. Visit South Africa. Wildlife, urban life, nightlife. They don't mention the rapes. Matrix Reloaded, etc., etc. A whole bunch of tie-ins. Best Buy, Samsung. Yeah, let's all do a tie-in. Spellbound, kids in King competition don't care. There's room for all kids at La Auberge. Don't care what it is. Stepdaddy has a life at home with the kids. Don't care. Hip-hop humor to laugh at. Some of that hip-hop humor is the best you can get. I guess Chris Rock would be hip-hop humor, sort of. Okay, done with that. American Idol Live, don't care. Fox needs a hit, so they're making these people out to be the most talented people in the world. Oh, look, they're on tour. From July 8th to August 31st. All those people. Looks like there's 10 of them. Going to, looks like, about 28 or 30 cities. Whoop-de-doo. They're going to have Neil Sedaka night at each one of those. Tonight. Oh, come here. Tonight on television. What do we got? Let's see what the critics recommend. Many of your favorite soap stars will be on hand for the Daytime Emmy Awards. Don't care. Oh, that Bobby, the two-part season finale of King of the Hill. This is a good show. King of the Hill. That's your show. That's what you need to be watching. Fox Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Texas' funniest preteen lets his fondness for tarot cards lead him into a witch's coven. Hey, there's your show right there. I bet he throws a mean tarot. Television's first and best news magazine celebrates its birthday with 35 years of 60 Minutes. You know, those guys were old when the show started, and now it's 35 years later. Oh, who they got? Clips and past shows. Oh, good. I'm nothing like a damn clip show with a bunch of old white men. NBC's promising American Dreams reaches its first season finale. Family's year began with the assassination of President Kennedy, concludes with the 64 riots in Philadelphia. Oh, neat. Here's a blessed vent on two-part Malcolm in the Middle. Lois gives birth to her fifth child. In the second part, she puts her baby into daycare. Oh, Dr. Laura would throw a fit. Okay. Tonight on TV, ABC got the 30th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards, don't care. CBS got Star Search, don't care. CSI Hockey Player, The Butler did it. And then at 10, another CSI, Man Caught Burying Bodies. Now, here's something that needs to be talked about. Sweep Weeks is a bunch of crock. They got CSI twice on Friday, but it's not on Friday. They put their number one show on TV. It's on four times this week. Why? Because it's Sweep Weeks. And what they're saying is, you know, maybe 20 million people tune in and watch CSI on a night where it's not supposed to be there. So they're going to turn around, and whoever buys a commercial for January 5th, Friday night, is going to pay CSI rates, but they're going to get some piece of crap. That ought to be a crime. You know, here at BartCop.com, our hit meter in the last, let me see, gotta veil this, gotta couch this, gotta cloak this. Hits in the last year have floated between 8,000 and 49,000 in one day. Now, if I took the one day that we hit 49,000, you know, matter of fact, it was 49,998. We missed the big 5-0 by two more. You could have clicked on it. No, you had other things to do than help old Bart. Anyway, 49,998. Now, if I told people that's the amount of hits we get at BartCop.com, that would be a lie. That would be a fraud. This is what all the networks are doing. They're selling time based on CSI, and then they put a piece of crap show on that's not going to get 20 million viewers. It's going to get 4. Why is this legal? Why? This is a classic definition of bait and switch. They give you the bait of the number one show on TV, and then they put some piece of crap in there. They switch that other crap in there, and you end up paying the rates. That should be a crime. There's a lot of money at stake. If advertisers want to throw that kind of money away, fine. I don't care. What else we got? Fox has Me, Myself, and Irene. Whoop-de-doo. Not much on Jim Carrey. NBC, Dateline NBC, followed by Law & Order SUV, followed by Law & Order SUV. Perfect. You know, that damn Law & Order SUV is like number 10 ranked show in the country. It kills me. Tonight's show got Andrew Firestone. Oh, he's that hunk from the reality thing. Yeah, we all want to tune in and see how the rich, good-looking guy is doing. Yeah, because we all want to be him. Late Show has Naz, N-A-S. Don't know who or what a Naz is. Probably a musical act. And also, since it's Friday, Paul's going to be doing his baby, why you done leave me, bitch? And you done left me, and I just can't get away, and all that. And then they throw the cape around him. The UPN's got Interview with the Vampire. Hadn't seen it. It's a Tom Cruise movie. The WB's got Celebrity Lookalike Show. Yeah, they're going to look just like the celebrities, too. Just like. What else? WB's Outrageous Outtakes. Well, that would be the first hour. Biography's got Loretta Lynn. HBO's got High Crimes, which was kind of a dumb movie. That was really kind of a dumb movie. I like looking at Ashley Judd, but, the man I married is not the man I married. Oh. And there's nothing like a military trial, you know, because you walk in with the evidence in your little shoebox, and they say, we don't do evidence here. You're out of order. You know, it's stupid. A courtroom trial, a civilian courtroom trial, at least you got a chance, but in the military, they just say, denied, sit down, or you're going in the brig. What else? After that, The Wire, good show, but hadn't got into it. Who has the time? On the record, Bob Costas, Arliss Goes to the White House. Yeah, I don't see too much there. Okay, closing out. Home Movies, Comedians Out. Who's in that? Don't know. Oh, God. Martin Short. Oh, God. Kandahar. Oh, can't wait to spend a couple hours in Kandahar. Analyze That, which is worse than Analyze This. Leo versus De Niro in Boy's Life. Don't care. Jimmy Stewart's Destry Rides Again is out on DVD. Ronald Reagan's Hellcat of the Navy. Oh, boy. Ain't nothing like, oh, and you get Nancy, too. Reminder, Nancy Davis was impregnated by Ronald Reagan. Actually, Jack Warner sent Nancy Davis over to Ronald Reagan's trailer to calm him down because he was such a wild man. He was so uncontrollable. So he sent Nancy Davis over there to give him a little oral sex. And one time, Ronnie messed up and got things out of order, shall we say, and he got her pregnant, so he had to marry her. That's how she became first lady, because Ronnie didn't wear rubber. Rapist, sex fiend, coward, draft dodger. Yeah, yeah. Them Japanese, they didn't drive down La Cienega Boulevard. No, Ronald Reagan was guarding that. Here we are coming up on the first hour, so I better get to the news. China freezes foreign adoption. Don't care. I've been there. Okay. The best news page is page 3 on the USA Today. That's where the meat is. Woman says she had an affair with JFK. Oh, great. A church administrator came forward Thursday to say she was a White House intern. Why couldn't you say you were a waitress? Why do you have to be the church administrator? Oh, which church are you at? We want to see the lady slip with JFK. Church administrator came forward Thursday to say she was a White House intern who had the affair with President Kennedy that is highlighted in a recent published biography. Highlighted. Now, see, that's not proven. That's highlighted. There's a rumor going around, so they elevate it to fact. Minnie Funastock, 60, who works at the Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in Manhattan, told the Daily News that she was the tall, slender, beautiful college student described by historian Robert Dallek in An Unfinished Life, John F. Kennedy. From 62 to 63, I was involved in a sexual relationship with President Kennedy, she said in a written statement. For the last 41 years, this is a subject I have not discussed. Oh, so why are you bringing it up now? In view of the recent media coverage, I have now discussed the relationship with my children. Why? Nobody had your name. Why did you run your... Me, me, me. It's me, me. Everybody look at me. I want to be somebody. I want to be on Fox News. Slut. Truck driver arrested in Texas trailer deaths. Boy, going out in a trailer in a Texas parking lot. That's tough. 17 people died inside that trailer. Urban League picks new president. Don't care. Breaks and dams force 1,700 from homes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Hate to hear about that. Otto's black box data turning up in courtrooms. That's probably okay. I don't like the privacy issues, but you got a guy saying, I was going 10 miles an hour when it happened, and the black box says he was going 60. Well, that's a little justice done, isn't there? Six Cubans picked up a flaw. I guess that's Florida. Failed swim for freedom. That's a weird law. If you can get to the shore before we catch you, you can be a citizen of the greatest country in the world. But if you're a little slower on the swim and we're able to grab you 2 feet away from the shore, you got to go back to the dictator. Okay, that's a good way to handle things. Newspaper investigates more reporters. More reporters at the Times, New York Times, being investigated after a plagiarism and fabrication scandal involving reporter Jason Blair. The Times is a whore paper. They print lies. That is their currency. That's what makes them money. They created Whitewater out of whole cloth, out of thin air. They just created Whitewater. And since it was in the Times, it has to be true and it must be important. So they just created that out of nowhere and let these monkeys like Kenneth Starr and everybody just go rampant for 6-7 years trying to destroy the best president we ever had, who did the best damn job of any president, at least since FDR. But no, they just, because the Times said it, they figured it must be true. Hell, if the people that know, which don't include me, they disproved Whitewater in 92 or 93, but they just decided, well, hell, it'll embarrass Clinton and the press will go along, so let's just keep at it. Oh, another thing, they reviewed Sidney Blumenthal's book, and they just lied and said things that weren't in the book, and they took facts that weren't in the book and said they were, and they just did the same kind of rape job on Sid Blumenthal's book as they did on Susan McDougall's book. For some reason, and people love to talk about how liberal the Times is, but why did they have to, I don't care if they would fairly attack a book, why did they have to unfairly attack a book? It's just stupid. How do they have any credibility left? I, Barkop of Barkop.com, have more credibility than the New York Times. I make mistakes, but I don't lie. They just flat out lie. Lacey Peterson, autopsy information sealed. Way to go, Mark. Do your job. Don't let, as soon as they release it, they're going to, Fox News and CNN both, they'll just go through every line. What does this mean? Ooh, let's talk about I guess this means she's having sex when she got killed. I mean, they just go crazy with it. So, yeah, Mark's doing his job. My good friend, Mark Garagos, is doing his job by keeping that stuff under. It's none of our business. All right, what else we got? Still no stop, still no editing. Texas legislature ends their Oklahoma exile. Don't care. Poor guys. I heard some monkey talk about, well, why did they go to Oklahoma? Well, gee, everything might be the closest. I mean, yeah, they could have gone to Idaho. They could have gone to Vermont. But no, they went to the closest place. Cities absorb lessons of simulated nightmare. Don't care. I just want someone else to take care of that so I don't have to worry about it. What the hell is this Yamaha? What are you wanting to sell me, Yamaha? $30 million for a wave runner. Not into it. Massawi judge rejects proposal by prosecutors. Don't care. On this Massawi guy, if he's guilty, fry him. Just fry him. If you can't prove he's guilty, well, you got to let him go if you can't prove he's guilty. But, oh, that's right. This is America. We don't do that anymore. Lawyers emerge as Supreme Court specialists. Don't care. Nebraska Dems cross party lines on tax vote. Yep, there you go. Senator Nelson sticks his party in the back again. Anything to please Smirk and Mr. Rove, that's what counts. Cheney breaks tie in Senate on suspending tax dividends. Gee, I wonder if he voted with the president. Hastert might allow assault weapons vote. I'll believe that when it happens. Bush and Cheney assets total in millions. Financial disclosure form show that the unelected Smirk said he had assets between $8 million and $21 million, and he never worked a day in his life. Isn't that amazing? I, Barkop, have assets between zero and, I don't know, $20,000. And I've worked all my life. Don't it figure? What that Cheney bastard? Cheney has up to $86 million. Poor guy. And he with his $86 million and his 4 heart attacks, he wants to work at this job. Doesn't that ring a bell? Doesn't that set off a light bulb anywhere? Cheney got $17,000 in gifts, including fishing rods. And oh, yeah, I can see Dick Cheney fishing. Fishing does not produce a single barrel of oil. It does not overthrow any governments. Why would Dick Cheney be involved? Lieberman proposes monthly debates. Don't care. It'll just put me to sleep. And none of you guys want to win anyway. You just want to sit there and pat each other on the ass. Nobody has any incentive to win. Saluting law enforcement. Police officers press for federal vest funds. Oh, we can't afford that. We're giving money to Iraq. Walters gets first look at Clinton book tour. What a whore. What a whore. If I ever get it big, Barbara Walters calls me. I'm going to tell her, if you do the interview in the nude, and when she shows up in the nude, I'm going to say, I ain't talking to you. U.S. Administrator toughens line on the Baathists. Can't think of a good joke there. Troops that once fought against coalition now request post-war rules. We don't need no stinking rules. Just denies planting stories about French. No, we wouldn't do that. Smirk wouldn't lie. He wouldn't tell a mistruth. He wouldn't slur a friend for money. No, not at all. You know, the more they can isolate France, the more they don't have to account for the oil. This is so transparent. If I can see through it, why can't the smart people? U.S. revises coalition or resolution ending sanctions. Don't care. Civilian rule returns to Qasar. That's a headline. Farewell to a hero. Oh, I always hate to see a serviceman go down. Film. Saddam's men blew up convicts. Don't care. Blair to get congressional gold medal. Yeah, that's about as earned as Tory Spelling on 90210. China threatens prison death for spreading SARS. I don't disagree. You got a killer walking around coughing on people? You might as well save some lives. U.S. fears for hostages after failed rescue try. Yeah, I love going to Colombia so it can take me hostage. Five killed as Israel seizes town in Gaza. Protester detained in Turkey. Algeria fears for hostages. Strikes cause chaos in France. Venezuela criticizes U.S. ambassador. You better watch out. Smirk will overthrow you. Editorial page. USA Today. Same problems hunt NASA 17 years after Challenger. Duh. Money plays key role in improving public education. Duh. Don't hold back votes. Tim Russert on Meet the Press recently asked Daschle why he was acting against his own words and leading simultaneous filibusters against circuit court nominees Estrada and Owen. Quote, why not let the Republicans have a vote? You can vote no, but just give them a vote the way you thought they should have in 99. Hey, it works one way or the other. You can't, if it's legal to screw the other, if it's legal to screw the majority for no reason, then both sides are going to do it. Somebody, what they ought to do right now, no, we're going to lose the 2004 election. Whoever wins the 2008 election, both parties should sit down now before we have a clue who's going to win in 2008 and just make a deal. Maybe do it by popular vote or something, but you say if a president gets 55% of the vote, then we'll call that a mandate. And that means the other party gets out of the way while he appoints some judges, unless they're triple extreme. That would make sense. But as long as if they do it to us, we're going to do it to them, which I'm real surprised we actually fought back on this one. But it seems kind of a meaningless. If nothing else, it's a shot across the bow that if Smirk can't get these two guys in there, what, one of them's a girl? Priscilla, let's hope. If nothing else, it's a shot across the bow letting Smirk know that the blank check has finally come to an end for whatever small good that does us. Prison time too small a price for white-collar criminals. Well, I don't agree with that. Trouble is, they don't go to prison. They pay a fine. They steal $50 million and pay a $1 million fine. Duh. You're 49 ahead. Who won't take that deal? Flagging bigotry. I was shocked to read the comment from Letitia Jackson, who witnessed the raising of Georgia's new state flag over the state's capital. Jackson first states that it was a historic day in Georgia when commenting about Georgia's Governor Sonny Perdue's signing of a bill to replace a two-year-old flag that had included a racially offensive Dixie Cross. And she goes on to call the protesters of the new flag redneck holdouts. Who's being offensive now? The redneck holdouts are. The pro-slavery sons of bitches. They're the ones. Bremer is right, man. I'm pleased that the Bush administration has chosen to appoint Paul Bremer as the new... He's the guy that shot Wallace, isn't he? The cultural sensitivity shown by Bremer's appointment is commendable. No, yeah. Yeah, Smirk is known for his cultural sensibility. That's a fact. Tale of Two Landings. I was on the Constellation 35 years ago when Lyndon Johnson decided to visit us. It was not a good situation. Our carrier just returned from 9 months in Vietnam. When an aircraft carries imports, it is usually out to sea. What? When an aircraft carrier is in port, it is usually out to sea doing flight operations. Well, I'm sorry. If it's in port, it's not out to sea. Who wrote this? Who edited this? We're just about to get a weekend off so we can spend some time with our families. Sunday, we received a phone call ordering us back to the ship. Immediately, it was an emergency. We had no idea. Now, did they use the word emergency, or did they order you back to your ship? Somebody needs to write. We had no idea what was happening. Ship left with 50% of our normal crew, probably safe but not good. Johnson came aboard Saturday evening. The first we saw him was late Sunday. Ship company was told to report to the flight deck. President made a short speech. The reaction was dead silence. The captain dismissed us. Johnson's landing on the Constellation is a stark contrast to Bush landing on the Lincoln. Bush is a popular president. He received a warm welcome. Well, hand job. You know, if you got to go back to the 60s to make your point, It would have been a lot better to make the point about Clinton, but no, that wouldn't help you, President, so you go back 30 years. More than likely, the service members of the Lincoln were glad to see Bush. Well, they probably were, but they were also ordered to applaud. Still no edit, still no pause. I know what's going to happen now is everybody's going to write in and say, hey, dude, why don't you hit the pause button? Just give us the good stuff. Daddy's daycare. Critics just don't get it. In a movie made for fun-loving people of every age, sex, and race, it's also targeted. He likes the Eddie Murphy movie. Big deal. Okay. Closing out with cartoons. While Uncle Sam is planting a flag in Iraq, the Al-Qaeda snake with Osama's face is about to bite him in the ass. That looks kind of true. Roadmap to peace going through the Israeli settlements and Israeli settlements. Okay, that's true. They're meaning it's Israeli settlements are blocking peace. I do believe I've captured the subtlety of the pastel shades of color, boss. And the other counterfeiter says, I miss the old days. Oh, that's funny. Looking for a new TV? The third cartoon starts out. Fourth cartoon. Are you interested in standard screen, widescreen, or a Democratic presidential candidate debate screen? Oh, I get it. It's extra long and wide. 4 years in college, and I get a job flipping burgers for minimum wage. Quit bragging. Yes, under Bush, this is what you get. After you get out of college, with some luck, you get a job flipping burgers. I don't care about the opinions. Anyway, so that's what this was. This was a first time picking up a newspaper, seeing what came out. We'll go on to our next segment now.